Hello and welcome to a new week. Today we continue our examination of the consequences of sin with a look at the most obvious and prominent in Scripture. When God warned Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what did he say the penalty would be if they did? Genesis 2:17. But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. The most commonly quoted verse concerning this penalty of death is Romans 6:23, where Paul wrote, "The wages of sin is death." This is a verse you know by heart. It's very unambiguous. Wages are what is paid for work done. The work done is sin. The wages are death. This goes beyond just physical death, far, far beyond. Paul's point is that, like wages, death is a fitting return, a just recompense for what we have done. This death, which we have deserved, has three different aspects: physical death, spiritual death, and eternal death. We begin by examining the sin result of physical death. Universal human mortality is both an obvious fact and a clear teaching of Scripture. Hebrews 9:27, "And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes the judgment." Everybody must die once, but what about twice or even thrice? Is physical death what God meant when he declared to Adam and Eve that death would be the result of their disobedience? Would Adam and Eve have died physically if they had not sinned? The answer isn't as straightforward as one would first assume. If death was the direct result of sin, why did Jesus die? He certainly never sinned. Not only did he not sin himself, but he was not tainted by the corrupted sin nature of Adam. Yet he died. How could mortality have affected someone who spiritually stood exactly where Adam and Eve did before they sinned? So we have conflicting data. Recognizing, though, the special case of our Lord, we must observe that physical death is linked to sin in some way. When pronouncing on Adam the sentence for his sin, God said in Genesis 3:19, "By the sweat of your face you will eat bread till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." So here there is a clear link between sin and physical death. Also, it seems difficult to separate the ideas of physical death and spiritual death in the writings of Paul, especially in 1 Corinthians 15. Paul's theme is that physical death has been defeated through Christ's resurrection. His resurrection does not mean that humans no longer die, but that the finality of death has been removed. Paul attributes to sin the power which physical death possesses in the absence of resurrection. But with Christ's overpowering of physical death, sin itself, and therefore spiritual death, is defeated. Apart from Christ's resurrection from physical death, we would remain in our sins. That is, we would remain spiritually dead. So yes, there is a solid link between sin and physical death. So, could Adam and Eve have lived forever if they hadn't sinned? I'm going to devote no time to that question, since they did sin and we do sin. That question belongs merely to the philosophical, so I will not occupy any more of your time speculating on it. We do know that many of the things that lead to physical death are a direct result of sin. The curse involving the coming of death to humankind also included this whole host of ills which would lead to death. And Paul tells us that someday this set of conditions will be removed and the whole creation delivered from this, quote, "bondage to decay," end quote. The most profound of the results of sin is spiritual death, separation from God. That's what spiritual death is. Spiritual death is both connected with physical death and distinguished from it. Spiritual death is the separation of the person in the entirety of his or her nature from God. God is a perfectly holy being and cannot look upon sin or tolerate its presence. Thus, sin is a barrier to the relationship between God and people. It brings them under his judgment and condemnation. In addition to this objective aspect of spiritual death, there is also a subjective aspect. There are numerous statements in the Bible to the effect that humans apart from Christ are dead in their trespasses and sins. This means, at least in part, that sensibility to spiritual matters and the ability to act and respond spiritually, to do good things, are absent or at least severely impaired. On the other hand, the newness of life, which is now ours through Christ's resurrection and symbolized in baptism, while not precluding physical death, most certainly involves a death to the sin which has afflicted us. It produces a new spiritual sensitivity and life and vitality. Only through Jesus can the dead be made alive again. Have you been spiritually raised from the dead? If not, would you like to be? If so, email me, Chuck@broadmoor.tv.